The Detroit Red Wings open the NHL regular season on October 9th against the Montreal Canadiens at Little Caesars Arena. The Wings celebrate 100 years of hockey in Detroit this year, first as the Cougars, then the Falcons, and eventually under the name they've used since 1932. It's been 10 years since they qualified for the Stanley Cup playoffs, the longest postseason drought in franchise history. This might be the year they break that streak. Helene St. James covers the NHL for the Detroit Free Press. She says several young players could help the Wings fly.
I'll tell you, Pat, I like their chances a lot better this week than last week with it being made official that they've got three rookies on the team in Michael Brancic, Nick Orr, Axel Sandin-Pellikka, and Emmett Finney. Sandin-Pellikka, especially, he's only 20, which is very young for a defenseman to make the leap. But watching him in the preseason, he's just such a good puck handler, and his vision there back on the blue line, I think there's potential there for him to have a huge impact. And MBN, I mean, he was by far their best player in through seven exhibition games. He played seven of eight. I mean, he really forced his way onto the team. And for both of those young men, it's their first time in North America. Brancic Nygård is Norwegian and Sandin-Pellikka is Swedish. So, you know, it's probably a lot to point to three 20-year-olds as the reason that. But I do think that now they have a better chance with them in the lineup than they did before. I'll put it that way.
And they've got a new goalie, too, as I understand.
Yes, John Gibson. He had not a great last preseason finale game, but he's certainly shown in the past that he's very capable. And they acquired him to have some stability in goal. You know, it's been such a carousel for them the past four, five, six seasons. Goalies come in, goalies go out. And he looks like he's somebody they look to really establish himself as the number one, play the lion's share of game, and just be their guy. You know, no more who's in that kind of guesswork.
Steve Yzerman's entering his seventh season as general manager of the team. 7 years is usually enough time to rebuild a franchise in most professional sports. Other NHL teams have done it in less time. Why is it taking so long? And if they miss the postseason again, would his job be in jeopardy?
Well, I'll stand by that. I cannot see, so long as the Red Wings are owned by the Ilitches, I cannot see Steve Yzerman being shown the door. He will leave on his terms. And, you know, he just turned 60. You know, he keeps his cards very close to his chest, but who knows how much longer he wants to do this. It's a lot of travel. I'll say this. I mean, Steve inherited a team that was an absolute shambles, and he has done an incredible job drafting, even though the Wings have had absolutely no luck whatsoever in the draft lottery. His free agent signings have left something to be desired, but in fairness, the free agent market, you know, it's a department store on Christmas Eve when all the best stuff is gone and you're trying to find a present that means something to someone you care about, right? It's just, there's not much there, and so it's been a patchwork. But, you know, the real growth for this team has to come from in, and it has.
Now, if this continues, I mean, if the longer he's here as general manager and the longer they don't make the playoffs, I mean, Red Wings fans will always remember and love Steve Yzerman as the captain, winner of four Stanley Cups as a player. But could this tarnish his legacy if they don't make some kind of progress in the next year or two?
Well, I think he very much, you know, has the backing of Chris Illich and certainly Mrs. Illich in terms of what he's trying to do. And they understand it's a long-term project, you know, and certainly Mrs. Illich would remember, too, that it still took 14 years for Steve Yzerman as a player to win the Stanley Cup. And that was with, you know, 26 teams, no salary cap in the 1989 draft when they got Lidstrom, Fedorov, and Konstantinov. So it takes a while, you know, and, you know, look no further than a little bit north to the Toronto Maple Leafs. When is the last time they won the Cup? They do make the playoffs, but it's just incredibly hard. And now they are, you know, you're competing with 31 other teams for players, and it's just, it's much, much harder than it used to be, and you need luck. And in that respect, the Steve and the Wings really haven't had any.
Todd McLellan took over as head coach midway through last season. They immediately started winning, but then faltered and missed the playoffs again. How much control does he have over the players? I mean, have they bought in, or are there, you know, is there still some maybe resistance?
That's a great question, and they absolutely have bought in. I mean, to me, I was up in Traverse City for training camp, and it was so evident from the very first day of camp how much more energy there was. He had them scrimmaging right from the get-go instead of just, you know, boring drills and up and down the ice skating and such. He had them scrimmaging. It was high-paced. It was tons of energy. You know, I watch practice every day. He often blows his whistle. He'll yell at them, you know, for 5 minutes straight in a positive way, you know, to explain to them, you go here, you go here. This is what we want to do. This is not what we want to do. And players, you know, they're attentive. They really buy into what he is, what it is he wants them to do. So he's absolutely, I mean, I think that to your point about the playoffs, I think absolutely, you know, if they make it, he'll have had a lot to do with that. He's just been what they needed.
Besides celebrating their 100th anniversary, the Wings are retiring Sergei Fedorov's number 91, and it's about time, isn't it?
It absolutely is about time. You know, I still think it's too bad he ever left the team. Wouldn't it have been incredible to see he and Lidstrom retire together in 2012? And I don't doubt there'd be at least one more cup banner hanging from the rafters. But regardless, he had the right to leave, and it's too bad how things kind of soured with fans and the organization for a while in Detroit. But he's one of the all-time great Red Wings, and his number absolutely belongs up there. And it's perfect to mix it in with this. You know, it's overdue and extremely well-deserved for Fedorov.
Is he going to be back for that ceremony?
Oh, yes. That's what I've been told. Yes, he absolutely will be here.